Next item on our agenda is a special Mesa City Council meeting, so welcome to this new meeting. Again, we excuse Councilmember Glover. First item is to take action on a resolution approving an amendment to the sublease agreement between the city and Able Engineering and approving an amendment to the lease agreement between the city and the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority and consenting to an ownership transfer. This is actually quite an exciting event in our community. And Mr. Benson, do you mind, can we invite you forward to give us a little bit of history on what's going on with Able Engineering? It's a major employer in our city, and we're anxious to know everything that's going on out there.
Yes, sir. Mayor, council members, thank you very much for having me here. We've made a choice to align with Textron, and they've signed the purchase agreement in December, and we should close here by the end of this month. And the benefit in doing this is that it takes the work that we're doing today and literally grows it by 5+ fold what we can do around the world. So what I anticipate happening over the next 3 to 5 years is that we'll likely at least double the number of employees out there, assuming we execute all the work that we can bring in. I structured the deal to where every one of the owners that currently are part of the Able shareholder group and every one of the senior leaders that we have that are not shareholders have to stay for at least 3 years, and that includes myself. And personally, I'm extremely excited about turning this into something much more significant than it ever probably could have been without Textron's help on this. So it's a very exciting time for us.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Benson. Congratulations on, I think you literally, you're the first employee, and you've nurtured this business into a huge success. So you're quite an inspiration. We appreciate all you've done in our community.
Okay, thank you.
Shay, can you give us a little bit more background? Tell us about Textron. Is this a company that we ought to be excited to welcome to Mesa as well?
Sure. Mayor, Council, Textron is a very well-known company in the aerospace and aviation world. Textron Aviation, which is actually the acquiring entity, is home to some pretty iconic brands, which you've probably heard of, Cessna, Hawker, and the Beechcraft brands, Notably, in 2014, they posted revenues of $4.5 billion derived from assets of worth about $4 billion. So as part of our due diligence, one of the things we look at is the acquiring entity match or exceed the financial strength of Able Engineering, who our existing agreement is with? And I think based on that information, we think that they are. So we're very excited to have Textron in the Mesa business community along with Able. They are a very well-known brand across the world, as you know.
Great. Thank you very much. Council, any questions for either of these gentlemen? Thank you. Well, I see this as a very positive thing in our community. And again, congratulations to Mr. Benson and everyone at Able for cultivating this business and bringing it to this point. And I think we'll just continue to see great things happen there. So thank you very much. But this is an action item, Council, because we do need to make that an addendum to the lease agreement. Is there a motion?
Well, yeah, I kind of want to ask just a quick confirming question. As we review the materials, it seems like the terms of the lease all stay the same, and the financial protections for the city are still in place where we backstop some of the donation, some of the support, I think is the correct word, for, yeah, donation, I don't know where that came from. Working in nonprofit world is too long. Some of the support that we give to Williams Gateway is $1.567 million.
So, Mayor and Council, remember, we stand behind kind of the credit of the deal. So the payments, the lease payments, will continue. The lease terms, and Jake can help me out here, haven't changed as far as the payments for the facility that was completed out there. Now, what the city stands behind is if that were not to happen, then the airport doesn't have the means, didn't have the balance sheet to continue making, finalizing those payments. So we're kind of credit behind it. So obviously, in some ways for the city, having this very large new owner come in, actually we feel like gives even more buffer and more strength to the deal than we've had before. But the deal that we approved, how long ago, Lee, was it?
3 years ago.
3 years? Well,
3 years ago.
3 years
yeah.
ago. We think those terms remain intact, and frankly, we've enhanced the credit of the deal as a result.
How do we reflect the potential obligation to that on our balance sheet? How do we, are we just saying, maybe, you know, so how would we...
Now you're getting out of my world. I'm not sure how, if that's reflected on our CAFR. Mike, do you have...
Well, I mean, because when you look at pension obligations or things like that, you know, potential payments that you have to pay out.
I think it's recognized on the CAFR as part of a liability that we might have. Is that correct?
That's correct. We list it on the CAFR as well as one of our debt obligations.
And so we take the risk, as our city manager said.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. Move to support.
Thank you. Any other questions, Council? Is there a second to the motion? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Thanks again, Mr. Benson, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
The next item on our agenda for this special City Council meeting is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests.
We don't. Thank you. Then I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. In a second, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.